prepare to qualify.
You have entered the Fandom Effect, a podcast filled with anime, video games, comics, MMA, and unlimited ideas. Each week, a new guest will press enter and discuss how they're making their dreams come true with your host, Mark the Bushido Geek, Halberg. It's time to enter the Fandom Effect. Now, please insert 25 cents to continue.
Humanoid.
You have one playthrough. Better make it count.
Welcome, everybody, to the Fandom Effect. I am your host, Sam the Man Cosplay. Mark has ditched us once again. He's just left me to run the show. But as you know, I cannot do it alone because nobody wants to listen to me talk to myself like that. So I have a good homie, Zach Wiseman, here with me today. And he has brought on a very special idea. And this is what today's episode is going to be about. Would you like to tell everybody in the audience?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Number one, I'm excited to be here.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Just to preface everything, this is out of excitement to be here. I've chugged five hour energy.
Oh my God.
I am on fire right now. And when you said you need a co-host, I ran to it.
Started vibrating.
Literally, I shook through two of my floors. But the thing is, I have no idea what you want me to talk about or what you want to do. But when I thought about the Fandom Effect and I thought about the idea of fandom, to me, I'm a fan of a lot of things. I'm a super nerd. I consume so much media. But as a child, what a fan meant was you have your favorite character and then your friends were like, your character sucks. And then I would fight. And I'm like, well, that's not true because Batman can do this and this and this. So then to me, fandom is taking your favorite character, matching it with somebody else's favorite character and proving why you know more than they know and you can bully them in a conversation. So in the essence of fandom, I came up with 20 fictional character fights. This is 40 characters that I want to put together.
A lot of characters.
And here's how this is going to work. I put together fights that I don't know how they're going to end, but you choose who you think is going to win. I'll take the other side and I'll fight my damnedest to make sure that you're wrong. I'm a bigger fan than you are. does that sound fair? Does that sound cool?
I think that sounds like a great idea. It's more than what I thought of today.
Oh, good.
I can tell you that.
Well, whatever you thought of, we can do that second. That's fine.
Okay. Great. I didn't think of anything.
So here's my first one, right? Number one, fight one. Do you think either the Terminator, I guess like T-800, whatever, or Voldemort. I don't think you're supposed to say the T. I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
So who do you think will win, the Terminator or Voldemort?
I'm betting my money on probably Voldemort. Okay. And I'm going to say the T because I don't give a shit.
Well, that's not French, but whatever. Okay, so you took Voldemort, which means I'm taking the Terminator. Why do you think Voldemort's going to win this fight?
Well, because second question. What era of Voldemort are we talking about? Like,
That's a good question.
In Hogwarts, Tom Riddle, or like...
Nah.
We're like gonna say the Elder Wand.
Yeah, noseless Elder Wand Voldemort. Like as strong as humanly possible.
Like right after the Quidditch Cup kind of thing where they threw him in the tub.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, okay.
10 minutes after that baby came out of that cauldron.
Got it. I just want to make sure. I got the right timeline. Then I say Voldemort because he's got the Elder Wand. He's got almost unlimited power. He could literally Avada Kedavra, the Terminator, no problem, dead. He could suck all the energy out of the Terminator too, so he just power down.
All right, let's think about this, right?
Avada
Kedavra is a death spell.
Exactly. It's a
robot, my guy.
Yeah,
robots aren't alive, so can't really die if you're not alive. So Avada Kedavra is not going to work here.
Number two,
most of the magical spells are not going to work here.
Why?
This dude barely got beat by lava. And I don't think Voldemort can bring lava.
You don't know that.
See what we saw in the movies. I think I saw a water spell. I think I saw Imperious, which means you take control of someone's muscles, which he's a robot, my guy. No muscles.
Right? Okay.
What else you got? Imperious Curse? I don't even know what that means. But guess what don't work on? Robots.
How do you know that? You don't even know what it means.
But I can tell you what don't work on robots. Anything man-made. I have 6 robots in my house. I don't know how to work any of them, and I think they can kill me.
Wait. What 6 robots do you have in your house? Please tell me it's just 6. Please tell me it's just 6 Roombas all bumping into each other.
There are 4 Roombas because 2 of them I don't know what to do, and 1 fell down the stairs. I don't want to pick it back up. The other ones do not matter. But listen, I think the Terminator is going to win this one. Can we agree or disagree?
I think we can agree to disagree.
I love that. All right, let's move on to the next one.
All right. Throw them at me.
Now, the next one is sheer comic book, right? And I think it sums up our personality perfectly. You're an MCU person. You're a Marvel fan.
I am.
A DC head, right? Who's going to win in a fight between Iron Man and Batman? They have 3 months to prepare.
Oh, Iron Man, obviously.
Why do you think Iron Man can possibly
win? First of all, Iron Man can fly. He has a metal suit. You can't shoot through that. You can shoot Batman. And he can get anybody. Just like in general, you can shoot Batman. I don't know.
I've seen a lot of people shoot Batman.
I watched people pull out guns in the last Batman movie.
You ain't never seen Batman fall from a gunshot?
Have you never seen Iron Man fall from a gunshot?
Here's the thing. Batman stood up against Superman.
That's alien. Okay.
And Superman would crush Iron Man.
No, I don't wholeheartedly. Think so.
Iron Man's got nothing on Superman. What? He's got lasers, nothing. Bombs, nothing. Flight, nothing. And his suit ices up sometimes, depending on which movie it's in. So, Batman.
Depending on which universe we're in.
Batman is going to do some hardcore research here. He's going to figure out how to do like an electromagnetic pulse, which shuts down Iron Man completely. Mm-hmm. And without his suit, as we know, Iron Man is a nothing.
If you want to have
a billionaire philanthropist,
Playboy, know, if you want to have the equivalent, I think the almost the closest thing to Superman would be Thor because he is also a god, alien. Well, and he took on Thor.
Well, we got Superman coming up soon, so we're not going to talk about Superman.
I'm just saying. So let's get the equivalent. Iron Man took on Thor, which is also an alien, and all that kind of stuff. So it would be almost equivalent. And they did like clash. When he brought the hammer down on
I mean, Iron Man did handle himself with Thor. I do think that if it came down to it, Superman could probably beat Thor.
That's not the fight we're having right now.
That's not the fight that I want to have. The fight I want to have is Batman with 3 months preparation against Iron Man with a drinking problem.
He doesn't have a drinking problem anymore.
Oh, true. All right, that's fair.
Yeah,
I guess palladium damage took care of the alcoholism.
Exactly. And then, well, what suit would he wear? Would Iron Man? Whichever one of his suits, it could be the Hulkbuster suit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if he had to prepare, he would choose the perfect suit for Batman.
He would.
But what of Iron Man suits can hold up against actual technology, though? Right? Because, like, you get an EMP, you get one of those pulses going, the suit just is done.
No, you get one of his nanotech suits, it's over. It's over.
Nanotechs are robots. Robots go down to the electromagnetic pulses, I think.
It's all run by, what is it? Self-sustaining energy?
Yeah.
It'll never end. He'll keep going. He'll keep fighting. Meanwhile, Batman will just be like, you know what? I'm done. And like roll over.
Yeah, I guess Tony could just take a nap inside the suit and literally still fighting. That's fair. All right. I might succeed to that one.
Okay, thank you.
All right, here's the next one.
Are we keeping track? Are we gonna keep track?
It's 2-0. I'm winning.
Oh, I don't think that's how that works.
I think it's 1-1.
Okay.
I think that I've proved that the Terminator might take Voldemort.
I'll agree on the 1-1.
That's fair. Okay, here's the next one. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The toys from Toy Story versus Kevin McAllister from Home Alone.
Because
that kid's a sociopath.
That is a good one.
Who are you gonna choose?
Honestly, as much as I love Disney and I love Toy Story, I think Kevin McAllister.
Yeah. See, I thought that at first, too. Why do you think Kevin's going to win?
First of all, he's bigger than all of them. He just curb stomp every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a flat out, that's something he could do. He could, with all the elaborate things he have done, he could also like trap them. Like literally they pulled off Buzz's arm and he was like, you know what? I'm down for the count. No, thank you. Somebody tap in for me.
Yeah.
Like, and so Woody was losing it when his arm ripped. Like these toys are not well mentally, any of them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So like, I feel like Kevin McAllister could easily take the toys from Toy Story.
See, I see why you would say that,
mm-hmm.
but here's why I think you're wrong.
Mm.
Because when you think about Toy Story 1, the end, when those toys ganged up on Sid, the next door neighbor, mm-hmm. who was, I think, a sociopath in his own regard,
mm-hmm.
they traumatized Sid so bad. And they could have killed Sid if that was their mission. Because they're hiding in, like, sand pits. They're doing the weird stuff, right? And mm-hmm. Kevin McAllister, he's still a child. He has his own toys, which may or may not come into effect here. I'm not sure. But what I'm thinking is that, yeah, Kevin McAllister is crazy. He can set up a lot of paint cans. He can do some, you know, hot doorknobs. But Buzz, though?
But Woody, my guy?
Woody's a cowboy. Cowboys do not like kids. Inherently, they don't. So...
Yes, the toy cowboy doesn't like kids.
Toy cowboy does not like kids except for Andy. You also got a dinosaur in there. You got a potato head that can take his mouth off if he needs to. There is infinite things these toys can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be kind of hard for Kevin McAllister to trap all the toys from Toy Story, knowing that these toys can just crawl in his mouth, maybe? I have no idea.
Ooh.
Yeah, no, that's gross. I don't know why I said that.
So you said something about traumatizing. I feel like Kevin McAllister has been traumatized so much in his life that he'd be like, oh, my toys are alive? Tuesday.
Hmm. That's fair.
Tuesday. Just Tuesday.
I don't know if Kevin is actually traumatized as much as aggressively privileged and traumatizing his own parents. He's like the epitome of the bad kid at like the Walmart. You're like, why are you still screaming?
Well, he got left home alone.
That was kind of his choice. Home.
He got left in New York.
It was a magical
wish.
Trust
me, I've been left in New York. Yeah. It's traumatizing. I tell you what.
But have you ever had toys trying to attack you? No. You have no idea how to fight that.
Yeah, when they fall off my shelf.
Oh, okay. Right, that's fair.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not sure who won that one, but...
Yeah, we'll leave that one to the audience.
We'll leave that one to the audience. Okay.
It's a 1-1-1.
Now, this one was a weird one. I got a little meta with this one. I'm not sure if this one's going to play right or not. But who do you think would win in a fight between Mr. Magoo? Do you know Mr. Magoo?
Yeah.
And Death from Final Destination.
Oh, that's where you lose me.
You don't know Final Destination?
I have never... Never, I know.
You don't, you've never destinated finally?
I've never destinated finally. I got
wow.
like the,
there's like six of those drones.
I have like, I understand the premise of Final Destination.
Yeah.
It's where the logs come out and get you through your car windshield.
That is literally what all six movies are about, logs. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll skip that one. There's plenty.
Okay.
I just like the idea that Mr. Magoo, for some reason, just can't die. Like, he can walk off of shit and, like, never dies. And if Death is trying to get him, Magoo's too stupid to, like, fall for it. But who knows?
Right. No, I get it.
All right, here's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd win in a fight? My voice just cracked. That's cool. I'm 40.
It's
I'm 43 years old.
It's you giggling every time you're about to say him. You're like...
Yeah, it's true. Okay, no, where were we? Bill and Ted...
Or the Dude Where's My Car.
Or the two guys from Dude Where's My Car.
I really feel like they are the same persons, different font.
Yeah, I could totally understand that. And I think that I had a hard time with that until I remembered that one are time travelers and one fought aliens.
Yeah. I feel like, honestly, I feel like Bill and Ted would probably win mostly... Because the guys from Dude, Where's My Car lost their car. So they're not like...
Yeah, but they never lost a fight.
You can't get too many fights when you have to walk everywhere.
Keep in mind that Dude, Where's My Car? Mm-hmm. We're up against the craziness of Zoltar and also those crazy alien women that could eat popsicles super fast.
Yeah.
And then those are two guys. They're looking for the... What are they looking for? The quantum... I forget what that thing was called. Have you ever seen a movie?
I've seen Dude, Where's My Car?
You've not seen Bill and Ted? There's three of them, dude.
That doesn't mean I've seen them.
But there's three of them, and there's only one Dude, Where's My Car? So,
and?
All right, we'll skip that one.
I wasn't... When I watched Bill... The Bill, Where's My Car?
Bill, or Ted, Where's My Car?
Bill and or Ted, what did you do with my car?
Please let me know where my car is.
No, it wasn't my choice to watch that movie. It was a good movie. The person's house I was at, and they're like, oh, we're going to watch this. And I was like, okay.
No, it's a good movie.
No, I didn't say it wasn't.
No, well, you shouldn't.
All right, then.
It's a good movie. All right, next. do you watch The Office?
So I haven't binge watched it and been obsessed with it with like some people. Yeah. But in high school, we used to watch it just hanging out.
The characters, right?
Yeah.
All right, this is a three-way fight.
Mm.
Toby, the head of HR.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Scott,
mm-hmm.
the head of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Creed, the creep guy. The one creepy guy that works in the back. I feel like he's already killed somebody.
He probably also has, yeah. However, but
there was something about a Michael Scott versus Toby fight that I thought would be very funny.
I'm going to place my money on Michael Scott.
Oh, you're so wrong.
I'm sure you think that. And you know what? You're allowed to have your opinions.
Yeah.
As wrong as they may be.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Why do you think Michael Scott's going to win that?
That man, from the episodes I've seen, is nuts.
He's nuts.
He's like mildly psycho.
Yeah.
That needs to be checked, actually.
Yeah, people should look into that.
Uh-huh. I feel like he would just go absolutely bananas on at least Toby.
Yeah.
The other guy? Question.
Creed. Yeah, who knows? You can't trust anything with Creed. Mm-mm. I just feel like Toby has this kind of deep-seated sadness or anger that once it gets unleashed a little bit, it's going to be like a waterfall of anger. Mm-hmm. And he'll just do like that gorilla pounding on Michael Scott just when he gets angry. Because Michael Scott seems like he just would prepare incorrectly to fight, end up throwing up everywhere.
Not us keep referencing throwing up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's the theme of all these fights now. Okay, up next,
mm-hmm.
Katara.
Mm.
You know that person?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, versus Elsa.
Katara, obviously.
Why do you think that?
Well, Katara can control ice like Elsa, so that's bits evenly matched. However, she can also control water. Which I don't believe Elsa can do. I can believe she only controls like snow and ice and all that kind of fun stuff. Also, have you seen this woman?
Oh, yeah.
She took down the like master teacher at the Northern Water Tribe when he was like, women waterbenders should just be healers.
Yeah.
She fucked that man up.
No, that's
fair. And that was first season. That wasn't even like last season. That was first season she did that.
See, I thought about this a lot, and I was like, oh, Katara, because of bloodbending.
That too. I didn't even like bring up bloodbending.
Right, because that's really the only fight here. But here's what I remembered, was that Elsa's got veins of ice, though, my guy.
Mm.
She can literally take air and turn it into ice. Like, just form ice cubes out of the moisture of air.
So can Katara.
Exactly. I was actually kind of stuck on this one. I really didn't know who's going to win. I really thought Katara probably would win this one. But I really wanted Elsa to win for some reason because she's got a better voice. Okay, next.
I mean, nobody asked Katara to sing, so I guess.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Crunch
mm-hmm.
versus Count Chocula.
Here's a follow-up question.
Okay.
How many flavors does Count Chocula have? If I have cereal.
I mean, it's chocolate.
I mean, like, that's the thing. Because Captain Crunch, who I'm putting my money on, has original, oops all berries, and like four other flavors. So he's already winning on that front. Yeah, how many flavors does Count Chocula have? He's also a pirate.
Yeah.
So he knows how a gun works. He can pilot a ship. Mm-hmm. I almost said fly a ship like this was an airplane.
You might be able to fly it.
I mean, my boat in D&D had an engine and we could fly it. So anything's possible.
Yeah. So you're saying
in the cereal universe.
You're saying filthy ass Captain Crunch is going to win this fight.
Yes.
All right. Let's keep in mind, my friend, that Count Chocula is a vampire, right?
Yeah.
So bullets don't do nothing. Right? Those
are silver bullets.
You think Captain Crunch got that kind of money?
You know how many cereals he has?
Exactly. Let's talk about that for a second. Do you know why there are so many cereals? Because they're all garbage. You know why there's one Count Chocula? Because it's friggin' amazing. It's amazing, dude. They're like, should we put... No, you don't mess with this stuff. A, it's perfect. B, Count Chocula will fight you. What are you looking up?
Count Chocula flavors? Cereal flavors. Because I want to know. I'm curious. Well,
because they kind of... It like is all in that weird universal monster cereal universe.
Yes, because there's Frankenberry, Booberry.
Booberry, Frankenberry. Franken cereal, Franken oats,
cereals,
Franken oatberry,
Frankenberry,
Franken Quaker oats,
fruit brute.
There's a fruit brute.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a werewolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the only flavors. Well, then, would you technically argue that he is a lesser person because he doesn't have his own franchise, his own like line he has to share with three others?
No,
meanwhile, what I know about Captain Crunch has his own, it's his own thing.
I know, but all I'm saying is like sometimes Captain Crunch, it just seems to me that all he does is go around stealing other people's cereal ideas because his stuff just shreds your mouth. You eat regular Captain Crunch, roof your mouth, gone. Unless you let it soak for like 20 minutes. But guess what? It ain't tea. You don't need that. And then you start throwing up like Sam all day.
Oh, no.
So Count Chocula, vampire. Night Stalker, solid what? Choco Factory.
How'd you get Night?
What vampires go out in the daytime?
I know, but like you're just like, you know what? This vampire, and then this vampire, and then this vampire also.
Well, I'm just saying, vampire
Edward, like
vampires, they either stalk at night or they sparkle during the day. We know that. Count Chaka don't seem like a sparkler.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. I can assume. Based on his fighting style. And his...
He has a fighting style?
Yeah, and it's aggressive. Okay, I think I won that one.
Mighty.
Okay, next. Kind of back into your wheelhouse a little bit. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Who'd win in a fight between Wolverine and Freddy Krueger?
Wolverine, obviously.
Yeah, I thought about this for a little bit. And my first end... immature thought was that Wolverine will win, but I want to hear why you think Wolverine will win.
Well, first of all, he has the super healing ability where if Freddy tried to slash him up, he would just heal immediately. Whereas Freddy Krueger, now hear me out, I have not seen those movies.
Okay,
so I don't correct me, don't correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm gonna correct you.
Don't, I don't want to hear it.
It's one of the few reasons I showed up.
I assume Freddy Krueger does not have these similar healing abilities.
Well, Freddy Krueger is only a dream.
I will fact check you. I was about to say, I will fact check whatever you say.
No, it is a Nightmare on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger only comes and attacks you in your dreams, and the more scared or confused you are in the dream, the more weak you are to Freddy. There is no actual physical representation of Freddy Krueger.
Then... Wolverine just won't sleep.
Yeah, but if we think about the only thing we know about Wolverine is that he is terrified of his own memories. Has no idea what's going on in his brain. Mm-hmm. Dude sleeps a lot.
He doesn't need to.
But he has to, eventually.
Nah.
And the second he does, Freddy's going to be in there just poking him in the eyes and be like, you don't know what your past is. You're a punk because you're scared of... memories. He's a punk, dude. His dream Wolverine is a punk. Real Wolverine, boss head.
Exactly.
Dream Wolverine, punk.
Because
once you get him scared in the dreams, he can't heal in the dream. He can't do all that stuff in a dream. He can't smoke cigars and say bub in a dream.
No, I'm sure he actually could.
I mean, he might.
I actually think he has, probably.
Okay, here's the one. Here's the fight.
That had you dying?
That had me absolutely dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid to say it right now because it's going to make me laugh too much. And the second part of this is so powerful that I had to come up with the most powerful thing that I could think of to fight this thing. So who do you think is going to win a fight between Superman? Are you ready? And Jackie Chan, but he's in a ladder factory and does not want any trouble whatsoever. I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but thinking about cute little Jackie Chan flipping around ladders and not wanting any problems with Superman was so funny to me.
Does he have an unlimited amount of ladders?
It's a ladder factory, my guy.
So yes.
That's all they do is ladders.
Have you met Jackie Chan? I think Jackie Chan would win that.
Yeah, I actually can't fight you on that one. There's really nothing I got for that. I had to think of what I thought was a godlike creature. It was almost Dr. Manhattan. It was almost Dr. Manhattan versus Jackie Chan, but I thought Dr. Manhattan could just turn those ladders into something else, and that just seemed boring. So, yeah, right. I think Jackie Chan in a ladder factory, but not wanting any problems. Because that guy, he's got stuff to do. All right, perfect. Okay, next. Who do you think will win in a fight between the Joker and Pennywise the Clown?
I'm going to tell you something. You may not be shocked.
Oh, man, you haven't seen the Joker? All right, that's fair. Yeah, you haven't seen a magical clown. That's no.
I've not watched Pennywise, but from what I can infer, probably Pennywise.
You might think so.
Oh, tell me why.
Well, here's the thing. See, Pennywise, he is a magical demon that only pops up every 23 years in the town of Derry, Maine. True, but the. The clown prince of comedy slash, you know, whatever. That guy's not going down. He's taking on the likes of Batman and Superman. And those two people, I think, can usually beat most people. Now, the clown was beaten by four children with, I think, an inhaler and a lot of promise.
Like, did the kid just have an inhaler or did he, like, take his inhaler and start whipping him with it?
Well, he had an inhaler because he has asthma. But the thing about Pennywise is that
He also has asthma.
Everyone has asthma. It's a lot of pollen out there. But the thing about Pennywise is he's only really as strong as you think he is. So these kids are like, this is battery acid. And they sprayed it in his face, even though it wasn't battery acid, but because they believed it was battery acid, it turned into battery acid. So Pennywise is kind of a tough one. But I just don't think the Joker can get beat because it's Mark Hamill.
Oh, that specific Joker?
Sure.
Okay. You know what? I mean
not the dead one from Arkham Asylum. All right. Next.
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight between Han Solo and Indiana Jones?
Oh, I'm
now,
thinking.
I don't think you've seen all five Indiana Jones movies. So.
Bet your ass I have.
Well, there's not five. There's only four. So maybe you haven't.
No. Shh. It's a secret.
Oh, you get
for Monday. Shh. It's a secret.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Shh. Top secret.
Top secret. It's top secret. See, the issue is Han Solo is just space Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So,
but Indiana Jones is more grounded.
Like on Earth?
Well, it's just he's not in space. It was a bad joke.
No, I got the joke. That's why I was like on Earth?
Yeah. The dude's grounded.
But because like they both have blasters.
Yeah, they do.
Essentially, they can both shoot each other. There's not. This is a hard one.
I know. I mean, one's got a whip and the other's got like a spaceship. So
exactly, one's got a whip and one just has a tall furry friend.
Right.
Who also has a blaster. And in terms of I rest my case.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I'm not sure how to fight that, so I'm not going to.
Oh, good. So we can unanimously decide I won that one.
Yep, that one's going to have to go to you. Okay. Who would win in a fight between Mark Wahlberg from Transformers? I don't know his name. I think it's Cade Yeager, but I hate that, so I'm not going to go with that.
No idea.
Mark Wahlberg from Transformers or Lightning McQueen, the car? Ka-chow.
It's me dying in laughter. I really want to say Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, I could see why you would say that.
I really would. I would. Especially if he's got rear view mirrors.
Oh, true. Yeah, I didn't think about that. He probably has that thing where like when you reverse, you have like a camera inside.
Oh, where do you think he sees that?
That's the thing. I cannot understand the anatomy of a car. So it baffles me because they burp.
So do I.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have a stomach and you eat things and you produce gas, right?
Mm-hmm. I had Texas Roadhouse for dinner.
But for you to burp, that means you need to eat or consume something. For a car to burp, that means they need to eat something.
They drink gas.
They don't drink gas. They shoot gas up like heroin.
Gas!
Maybe I'm watching these movies all wrong. I have no idea. It seems like a bunch of heroin used to me. All right, so you're saying Lightning McQueen. I'm going to have to go with that because I will say that out of all the Transformers movies starring Mark Wahlberg, he did not kill a car. He did kill a lot of people.
Can I also tell you something?
Do you have a very good Mark Wahlberg impression? Oh, okay. Well, tell me something else then.
Well, I haven't seen any of the Transformers movies.
Oh, okay. Honestly, most of that is not that big of a deal. The first one's pretty good. After that, it gets
I feel
nuts.
Like I'm disappointing you every time I go, you know?
You're really not.
I haven't seen that movie.
I wrote this because I literally watch everything known to man with the assumption that you haven't seen half of this. And that's not a shot at you. Just, I'm an old person and I see everything.
You are old.
You don't need to agree with all of what I'm saying. Okay, here's what's next. Uh-huh. Who's winning a fight between Ron Swanson and Dwight Schrute?
Ron Swanson. And he's just going to hand over a note that says, I said so, signed, Ron Swanson. And that's the end of the fight.
But unless Ron is Dwight's boss, Dwight puts up with no guff. The guy knows karate. He also fights bears.
Yeah, and I'm sure Ron Swanson has also fought a bear.
Nah.
He lives in the forest for a weekend, just roughing it with just the clothes on his back and a hunting knife and whittles.
All right. I guess I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd win in a fight
between
One Punch Man?
Oof.
Do you know One Punch Man?
I do know One Punch Man.
Versus SpongeBob. Because I don't think you can actually punch SpongeBob.
Well, here's the thing. I concur. I concur. That I feel like One Punch Man would just be like, pfft, and SpongeBob would just soak it up.
Yeah.
But in the same respect, I don't think SpongeBob could actually hit One Punch Man. Because he struggles lifting up those teddy bears on that pole.
Yeah.
You know that episode?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He can't even lift those up. So how is he going to punch Saitama enough to knock him out at all?
I thought about that. And I was thinking if for some reason SpongeBob thought he was stealing a Krabby Patty or hurting Patrick.
Oh, now we're coming up with scenarios.
Well, I got to think of ways while you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
That's the point of maybe on the show, I think.
Ah.
Because obviously, Saitama's not going to beat SpongeBob. So if we can find a way to make SpongeBob fight back, maybe.
Hmm. I feel like it's a unstoppable force meets an immovable object kind of thing. Yeah,
that's fair. That's fair. Mm-hmm, all right. Mm-hmm. I'll say you won that one.
That's sick.
All right. Okay, who'd win a fight between Rick Sanchez and Doctor Who?
Is that the guy from Rick and Morty?
It is. Now, I don't watch Rick and Morty either, but I know that he's... Wait, do you watch Rick and Morty?
No.
Okay, yeah, me either. But I know he makes up a lot of stuff and probably can't die, or dies a lot. I'm not sure. One of the two.
I know there's Pickle Rick.
Okay, we'll just move
on. And that's all I got from that. I also haven't watched Doctor Who, but if I were to put any money on either of those, it would be Doctor Who.
Well, you're wrong. But we'll move on because we don't know enough about those to fight it. But
okay.
We'll just say that it goes in my favor. Who won a fight between Emperor Palpatine and Jimmy Neutron?
Nelly. That would be... So. I feel like the fight would go... Emperor Palpatine starts just wailing on that rotten kid. Not rotten, but...
He's pretty rotten.
Yeah, he's pretty rotten. Start wailing on that rotten kid. Halfway through the fight, Jimmy would have a brain blast, pull off a part of the wall, reach in and just grab whatever he could to make something or another out of a piece of metal, gum, and some shoelace and a paperclip. You know, what he does.
As you do.
As you do. And he would then be able to subdue Emperor Palpatine.
Mm-hmm. Who could use the Force and do, like, lightning and stuff.
Yeah, but also, Jimmy Neutron has a dog.
It's a robot.
That's a dog.
Palpatine owns a lot of robots, so...
He owns a lot of clones. I don't think he owns any robots.
He's got a lot of robots. Clones. In the last movie, he's got like a robot chair, and he has a bunch of ships and stuff.
That's not how that works.
That's how
a robot chair.
It's a robot.
No, it just spins him around.
It moves him closer.
Spins him around, and he tells it to do that. Gutter can think on his own.
That's fair. All right, so yeah, we'll agree that Palpatine wins. So that
what?
Okay, up next.
Oh my god.
I think I'm winning this.
I really don't think you are.
Hands down. Who'd win a fight between Black Panther and Obi-Wan Kenobi if he has the high ground?
Oh. That's a good one. So here's the thing. Black Panther. He's got that funny suit that when he kicked it in Shuri's lab, it kicked him back pretty much.
Dude, that suit be kicking.
It do be kicking. It do be like that sometimes.
It be like that sometimes.
So I feel like if the lightsaber from Obi-Wan would try to like slash through him, it would not go through. And the amount of force that a lightsaber holds would just banana blast Obi-Wan away.
But, so we're saying that the Black Panther suit is nanotech, right? The same nanotech that, like, Thanos shot off with one of the Infinity Stones. Which I would assume an Infinity Stone and a lightsaber is roughly the same amount of power. So I'm going to say the lightsaber is going to get through the nano suit.
I don't think so.
It's not going to bounce off the suit. There's one thing in the known universe that stops lightsaber, and that's Beskar Steel.
That's true.
Not Wakanda nanotech.
You don't know that.
Not for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm crunching the numbers as we speak.
The math ain't math.
It's looking pretty good on my side.
No. I don't think the math is math. And remember, you looked at a college in its soul.
That's true. It was a cooking college, though. Okay. So they're saying Black Panther wins because Obi-Wan Kenobi is only going to use the lightsaber. And when it hits the suit, it's going to hit him back.
Yeah, and the same effect with the Force. If you tried to use the Force to push him away, the actual Force would still also hit the suit and ricochet back.
No.
That dude,
he like crushes lungs with the Force. He doesn't just like air kick stuff.
Absolutely, it's happening.
Shit. Okay, I don't know anything about Star Wars apparently, because
no. And do you see the shirt I'm wearing?
Well, I'm wearing one that just says Motel.
Well, you start getting hotel like names into fights, and we'll start talking about that.
Dang. All right. Well, who'd win in a fight between Hotel 8
and a Holiday Inn?
And a hot. All right. Who? All right. Here's the last one that I have. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who would win in a fight between Naruto and Thanos?
Naruto or Thanos?
Because Naruto is not going to quit.
But is this Thanos with
me? Thanos is inevitable. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It would have to be.
Yeah.
Or else it's not even fun to think about.
No.
I'm only thinking about Thanos and that gauntlet. That's it. Nothing else, just the gauntlet. And then clapping cheeks. Well, you know Thanos got some thighs, my guy. Come on.
I do. He do be a little dummy thick. I do agree with you on that.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, why didn't Ant-Man get in that butt? I'm like, why aren't we all?
Literally.
Why aren't we all?
Literally. So if it's Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Thanos.
Why?
Because he could literally just snap his fingers and I don't feel so good, Mr. Stark, poof Naruto away.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess you really can't fight with the finger snap.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
But I feel like for some reason Naruto wouldn't get snapped. Why? I feel like the second he would start to dust, his mom would come out and be like, Naruto Uzumaki. What you don't know is I love you so much, you can't be snapped. And then his dad was like, it's true, Naruto. I watched your mom do this, and she's great. You can't be snapped. I mean, dude, if you know Naruto, nothing bad could happen to that guy. And then his mom comes out, and I start crying for 3 days.
3 days?
Dude, when you get his mom stuff, that is in. His mom and his dad, you can't mess with that.
Over, you can't mess done with for.
Seriously, I don't even need liquids in my body. My eyes take them all. But I mean, yeah, I guess there's something about like reality warping magic that you really can't mess with when it comes
no.
to
shurikens. No matter how fast Naruto can run yeah. with his arms behind his back.
No matter what can turn into or out of a log.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, hey, thanks for you know, patronizing me with letting me talk to you about people and their fights.
Oh, anytime.
Now, because I thought that we would run out of time before the time that I was trying to allot.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find that since I'm such a DC head, you're such a Marvel head,
right?
That there are some pretty classic fights between the two universes that I was curious if you have non-biased opinions on. Such as?
I'm only ever biased.
Quicksilver versus the Flash. Who wins? Because I think you got to say the Flash.
Why?
Because Homeboy can run in the past. Has Quicksilver ever ran so fast he's gone a-go?
A-go? I mean...
The Flash saved his mom 20 years after she was murdered.
And for what?
A cool cartoon, but a bad comic series, really.
I just don't feel like that's necessary.
Yeah, but
he doesn't need to.
You don't need to.
Exactly. So why bother?
I don't need to have the 20th McNugget. But guess what? It tastes better. I mean, look.
Compared to the first 19.
Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
Hulk versus Superman. Because you're probably going to say the Hulk, right?
Oh, you said the Hulk. I heard Hawk. And I was sitting here for a second.
A bird?
Yeah, and I was like, isn't she also DC?
Oh, Hulk girl? No, no, no. Mm-hmm. The Hulk. How do you say it?
Hulk?
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 Hulk.
That's why I was like,
Hulk. Like I'm a hillbilly. I forgot about that, right? Sometimes a little bit of a twang shows up in my voice.
In the hillbilly of Colorado.
I'm from Maryland. I moved here like 3 years ago. The Hulk versus Superman. Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Clark J. Superman.
That's his last name?
That's his last name, yeah.
Superman?
Superman.
It's like Junior Child Man.
Yeah. God, I hate that character. I hate when he shows up. So, I mean, we're going to say Superman wins that one, right?
So, here's the thing is, I don't know if Superman's, like, lightning laser eyes could penetrate the Hulk's skin. Because if it can't, I would go with the Hulk. But if it can, then I would go with Superman.
Yeah, I don't know, because I feel like the Hulk has been thrown into the sun before, and he survived that. And I don't think the Superman's eyeballs are sun hot.
Right.
They might be, but I don't think so. Because I guess like that's Superman's main thing, right? He's like real strong, so is the Hulk, negated.
Right.
Superman's eyes, but if you can't get through the Hulk's skin, negated.
Negated.
There's also the cold breath, though. Superman be chilling people and then punching them into tiny little bits.
Oh, I do believe the Hulk's breath is kicking.
Okay, that's fair. So that's not going to work. All right, up next.
Negated.
Black Widow versus Wonder Woman.
That's tough because I do like Wonder Woman.
Who don't?
Exactly.
She's likable.
And I really didn't like the last Black Widow movie. Well, the only Black Widow movie.
Came out way too late.
It really did.
Should have been 5 years earlier.
Do be like that sometimes.
Made a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
But also, the last Wonder Woman movie, not that great. Although I would fight for it if I had to. See, that's the thing about me. I'll take any side. And I'll usually win the battle.
That's a tough one.
Because Wonder Woman's got to win. I mean, she's like magic and stuff.
Exactly. She's got like the lasso of truth and her like. Yeah.
And then like Black Widow's not going to be lying. And that's like her whole thing.
It's true.
All right. Batman versus Captain America. I think it's Batman.
No, Captain America.
Oh, obviously. Captain America. Okay, that's fair. And with recent movies coming out, I'm going to go see Black Panther. Comes out tomorrow.
Right? I will be seeing that tomorrow. When this airs, yesterday.
I just saw it yesterday.
I seen it yesterday. It was pretty good, I think.
It was probably pretty amazing.
I'm gonna assume.
Spoiler free. I probably loved it. But I also saw a little bit ago a movie called Black Adam. Black Adam versus Black Panther. Who wins?
Well, see, I did not watch Black Adam.
Well, you know who Black Adam is. It's The Rock.
I was going to say The Rock.
It's the magic old rock.
You make it sound like a magical rock, like, ooh, look at my rock. Like, it's a crystal ball almost.
I would love to hold Dwayne Johnson and tell people to just look at my rock.
And then rub his head like a crystal ball.
Yeah. I mean, look at this rock. I've been tumbling this thing all day.
So I don't, what are Black Adam's powers? Because is he just like...
He's Shazam, just mean.
I was going to say, is he just like evil Shazam? Because I like Shazam. Yeah. I like the movie.
Literally got the same exact powers. I mean, when Black Adam was created, the Shazam stood for different things. It was Egyptian gods. And then once Shazam was made, then they changed it over to Greek gods, maybe? Yeah, so now Shazam also has those powers. The same as Black Adam. They're the same. One's just mean and lost a kid.
Same thing, just
has pointy ears.
Shape. So I'm trying to think of then Shazam against Black Panther.
Yeah, Shazam versus Black Panther. Also, since we saw Black Panther yesterday, what was your favorite scene?
Oh, well, I don't want to spoil anything.
You go ahead.
Oh, okay. That one scene that was 5 minutes in there. You remember that one?
Not yet.
Oh, well, you will.
We'll give you more context. There was a bunch of scenes that did that.
Yeah, it's with them being in Wakanda.
Oh, dang.
And they went like this.
Yeah, I remember that.
That bit.
And I was like, I'm probably sad, but I'm also real proud.
Me too.
Yeah. I remember that scene. It was a good scene. Spoiler free.
Spoiler.
But yeah, Shazam versus Black Panther.
That's a hard one. Probably.
Maybe magic. What's Panther going to do against magic?
I know, but you said blah, 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 unbiased, and I'm anything but. And I want to say Black Panther.
Well, I know you want to, but you also kind of want to be right, and you know that you're not. It's got to be troubling, I guess.
I am at my wit's end.
Wit's end.
Do you see the battle happening inside my head?
Wit's end.
Wit's end.
All right, so Shazam. All right, how about Hawkeye versus Green Arrow? Almost said Lantern.
Green. You pick your favorite green.
Can he beat a color? Can he beat the color green?
Green. Depends on where he is.
Because, like, I mean, honestly, Hawkeye, he's an archer, right?
Right.
No he's nonsense. No just an archer.
Powers.
Right, got nothing. But also, Green Arrow has no real powers.
No, and he's also just an archer. So what is the difference between the two?
Well, one has really good facial hair. And in some universes, Green Arrow doesn't have an arm. And I think as far as archery goes,
you kind of need both look, arms.
I'm not an ableist here, but I think as far as an archer goes, it might be easier.
So Hawkeye.
Yeah, see, that's where you're wrong, though. I think that's the last one I had. There's a couple more down here, but they're pretty boring.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're totally okay. We're right about an hour. When I put the intro and the outro on.
Then you cut out that whole part where you threw up and then spoiled all of Black Panther. Trust me, if you didn't see the part where she spoiled Black Panther, it's because she threw up and then had to cut that whole part out.
I did not throw up.
Definitely did not.
Y'all hearing weird sounds from mine in the mic? It's the cough drops I've been sucking on this whole time because my throat hurts.
Yep. I'm sorry about that.
Me too. It's what I get for screaming for a month and a half and not think I had any repercussions.
Yeah, I started screaming a lot too when I saw that red wave coming. Although, I don't know if this is political or not, so I don't want to get into that. But I'm assuming.
First second was like, red wave? What are you talking about?
That's a comic book character. No.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just look at that election day that happened a couple days ago.
Whenever you listen to this,
it's gonna be a go. Trust mm-hmm. me, it was mm-hmm. a go, and it was scary. And then it turned out to be not as scary, but it's still kind of bad.
And now the world is on fire.
World's on fire.
World's on fire.
How about yours? How about yours?
Hey, no, you're all stuck. Oh man.
Wow, what good times we have, Sam the Man.
I know. Look what Mark misses when he's got like issues.
See? When he's on, I'm boring.
You are.
When he ain't on, I'd be talking.
Yeah. We had a good time.
We had a great time.
We had a great time. And I really appreciate you being here tonight.
I appreciate me being here also. I really hope that I helped out.
You helped me so much.
Yes.
And I appreciate you most kindly. And you know what? I got to see you two times this week.
I know.
Great week. It's a great week.
Yeah.
And you got to look at me twice this week.
Yeah. I mean, my screen doesn't work on my laptop, so I just really listen to things, but I'm sure you look fine.
You know I look fine.
Well, I know you're throwing up a lot, so.
I am not. I'm not.
But yeah, that's true. I got to hang out with you twice this week, and you were amazing on PowerPoint Showdown.
Thank
and if you're
you.
Listening to this later than we're recording it, PowerPoint Showdown will be out soon. Or it's already came out and you should have already watched it.
What are you doing if you haven't yet?
Because Sam was amazing.
Thank you so much.
And I'm not going to say that they won.
We don't want to spoil anything.
But I'm not going to say they lost.
I did have a friend who, excuse me, watched it later on.
Yeah.
And she was just all caps texting me through the entire thing. And she wanted to know why the thumb was packing heat.
When I saw that picture, I'm like, ooh. And then I was going to take the back part off. I was like, I kind of like just leaving this, the checkered thing in here because I like giving people things to talk about. But for some reason, I was like, A, those nails are so long on those thumbs. And B, what's he hiding in there? You know what I mean? I see why he's got them sweatpants on.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. They just weren't great. They weren't great
that's
for the fans.
That's funny. What a good episode. Such a good episode.
It really was.
Yeah.
So where can everybody come find you and watch that specific episode?
Yeah, if you want to see that episode only, I will advise you to open up any old Tamagotchi that you just found, type in some nobodies, maybe flip open your dad's old Razor phone and see if you can access the internet. But yeah, if you type in some nobodies, we have a YouTube page called Some Nobodies. You can find it anywhere. And the show is called PowerPoint Showdown. And Sam was on it and they were amazing.
Thank you.
Very, very, very funny. And I can't say the same for my co-hosts.
No, Junior Childman really has some issues. He needs to
really
check.
Just and you know, the thing is,
I'm
like
an 8-year old
Junior Childman, and he's a method actor, so he's in character for like 5 days. It's just a mess. It's a mess. But yeah, Some Nobodies. It's easy, easy peasy.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll be today's episode. You can find us, the Phantom Effect, everywhere you can find anything. You just have to type in the Phantom Effect and we'll pop up. We make things really easy like that. So tune in next week where me and Zach actually talk about Black Panther.
Yeah. Because we have seen it.
Well, I've seen it.
By then.
Probably.
Not by now. But by now, if you're listening to this, I have.
By like by now, we'll have seen it.
If you're listening to this, I have seen it, but I have not seen it when I'm saying this. But I will.
But will you?
Trust me.
Okay.
I got tickets. I'll show you my tickets. 3 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, 4:20.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm always in Colorado.
Oh, and with that, good night, everybody. I'll see you next Friday at 6 a.m. Bye.
Bye.
Well, not bad for one playthrough. You have multiple achievements left to unlock. Please follow the Fandom Effect podcast on all available platforms and unlock the next level. If that doesn't work, just turn it on and off.